recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Check us out on social media or email us using onair@zedgamesau.net.
My right ear really enjoyed that. My God, I love ZZZ equipment because it's just like a little bit dodgy.
Man, don't we all.
It's such a great situation.
It's an experience.
Welcome to Zed Games. We're coming to you live from 4ZZZ Studios. Well, I mean, we're live in 4ZZZ Studios. Probably not coming to you live. We're broadcast in Broome. We're broadcast in like the inner city.
Yes.
What was that?
We're broadcasting Yas.
Oh, Yas.
Yeah.
Yas. My mum was like, it's pronounced Yas. And I'm like, Yas. The infamous Macca's Yas meme.
Yeah, my Yas.
Open 6 a.m.
Open 24 hours.
Open 24 hours. Yeah, thank you. Also in inner city Sydney, inner West Sydney.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In West Sydney, family. Born and raised.
And then like still Launceston and Alice Springs. We love you, but just like a little bit less because we need to spread our love across Australia.
Hi, Alice Springs.
But we're not in South Australia. At all.
No one likes it.
I know. I don't think anyone is really missing us.
No.
Or the ACT. And the politicians there certainly aren't missing us.
No,
because they'd rather just defund our entire sector.
Yeah.
Bazinga. My name's Jack. Millie is here.
Hi.
And Rani is here.
Hello.
Coming up on this week's show, I'm going to be talking Fire Emblem Three Houses, but only a little bit because I've only played a little bit because this is a big game.
All I've seen of like Fire Emblem Three Houses is on Twitter, and there was like this grandpa wearing bondage gear. So I was just like, okay.
Okay,
this,
so this that's not
the game for me.
That's not been my experience with the game so far. So we'll revisit that. And you've been playing a mobile game, Millie.
I have. I've been playing
Balance the Hat.
Balance the Hat, and I am awful at it.
It is quite difficult, actually.
Yeah, and it just...
What was one of the first things that you unlocked to balance?
That sadness.
My life.
Mine was the chicken.
Mine was the traffic cone. And then I got a fishbowl, and I'm like, why? So at the moment, I've got a heart, and it's really difficult.
It would be really difficult. Oh, it is,
and
yeah.
I'm just full of sadness and tears, and it's a good game, but I'm bad.
I'm like, the game doesn't have any bearing on you being full of sadness and tears.
I'm just bad.
Welcome to Zed Games.
Welcome to Zed Games. I'm sad.
Balance the Hat.
Hi.
So balance that. So it's a different game. You said it looked like a balance. The ball looked different on Android.
It's the same game. Really.
It's cute.
I just want to watch you.
All
play
right.
It.
So basically, Balance the Hat is a cute little easy to come into game. What you do is literally what the title says. You balance whatever is on your character's head. And they all have flat tops, which is hilarious.
It makes it a lot easier, though, because you're is it going to be like, are you going to have to balance it on some weird shape? And you're like, no, it's just a flat
Yeah, it's
plate.
Just a flat.
It's the Wii U gamepad.
Yeah, basically. But you look at it and you're like, this isn't hard. It's hard.
And then,
it's really hard.
Well, the thing is, there are water drops.
Yeah.
There are bombs.
So I just bought the no bomb upgrade because I hate the bombs.
Fair.
And I'm going to change what my hat is right now, and I'm going to use the traffic cone, and I'm going to play it live on air so you can listen to me cry. So at the moment, I'm playing as a ginger who's got a flat top, and I died, but I got 5 seconds, so that's the most important thing.
Do you reckon we could like try and plug Old Mate in?
I think so. No.
No, you've got
a
case.
A new iPhone.
Oh, you've got a new iPhone. You can't plug that
in. Exactly. I don't have a headphone jack, Apple.
They were brave.
And
you have to adapt a headphone jack to a bigger headphone jack to a PS2 adapter to a USB adapter to an HDMI connector.
Yeah, but I've got...
To Lightning.
I've got AirPods, so it's okay.
I'm so confused.
Bougie.
It's a crap meme. I'll show it to you later.
Yeah, basically. But essentially, it's a very simple game to get into. You're literally thrown into it immediately by balancing. I think it's a chicken to begin with.
I have a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Well, I think the first thing you can see after you've failed horribly is a randomizing thing. Yeah.
See? Oh, yeah. So it does look a little bit different.
Yeah. So it looks different on Apple and Android. The Android one looks very
plain.
This one's got the iPhone one has a lot of aesthetic to it.
A lot more colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are ads in this, but
they're not too bad.
Immediate. Ads. You can watch ads to unlock things. You can watch ads to unlock a new face to balance things on.
Oh my god, I want a new face to balance things on.
I know, right? But the face is randomized, so that's why I have a ginger at the moment.
What is the longest time that you've lasted in Balance the Hat?
It was today in studio, as you were reading the news, it was 21 seconds.
I got 27. And it was the love heart as well.
Yeah, the love heart actually isn't too bad once you turn off the bombs.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I'm going to start playing again. But I definitely recommend downloading it if you want to cry.
It's a really simple, like, time waster app. Like, some mobile games have a lot of depth. This obviously has not a whole lot of depth.
No depth whatsoever.
But it's super polished, looks gorgeous, feels good.
It's super rounded is probably the best way to put it in its aesthetic. Like, round, colourful, cartoony. It's like early 2010 cartoon sort of feel, like. It's very aesthetically pleasing. It's one of those games that you'd play on the train. So, like, distract yourself from how far away you are or that smelly person next to you. That sort of thing. But it's fun. And I'd give it a good Millie approval.
Beautiful.
For addiction qualities.
Balance the Hat is available on the App Store and Balance the Ball is available on the Play Store. Have you downloaded it yet?
Yeah,
she's playing it.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Basically.
Cool.
But
that's 16 seconds.
And the ads are not particularly intrusive.
No.
You can play ads.
You can
ads.
Pretty much exit them as soon as.
Yeah.
You have an option too. Like, well, so, yeah. Like, no, I don't want to watch
You
that.
Can unlock certain hats instead of paying money for it or instead of buying like a no ad. Oh, I mean, you can buy a no ad version as well.
Yeah, for $2.
But you can just play like 4 ads back to back and then unlock a thing instead of having to just like wait for coins or random drops or anything. Like, that's so streamlined. I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty good, honestly. But, you won't have trouble getting coins at all. Like, you get about 3 coins every time you get over 5, I think. 5 seconds when you balance something. So you are not strapped for coins that you're forced to watch ads to earn coins or anything like that. So it's definitely recommend to play this little game to waste some time.
So.
Hi.
Fire Emblem 3 Houses.
Yes. Are you building houses?
There's no houses that you build.
Mm.
No.
Boo. Is it Game of Thrones rude. Houses, I'm guessing?
I mean, there's no incest.
Oh.
You're disappointed?
Always.
You're like, get ready for bondage, grandpa. I'm like, that's not even in the game.
Yes, it is.
Have you come across
it? I saw
it
on Twitter. There was like this dude with, he's probably not a grandpa.
She saw it on Twitter, so it must be true.
Exactly. But it was just like someone says, so I'm enjoying Fire Emblem Houses. And it was just like this dude with grey hair and a beard wearing like full bondage gear. And I was like, this looks like Final Fantasy. With like 7 belts
Look,
that you don't need.
It is a little bit like that, but it's... Oh, I mean, like, the outfits are like Final Fantasy.
Yeah, of course.
The thing is, Fire Emblem, for me, has been about...
Gays.
Having a good time. No gays. There's only ever been, like, one same-sex relationship in one of the previous Fire Emblem games.
Mm-hmm.
There are more same-sex relationships in this one.
Nice.
All 3 of them look crap. I have no interest in those. So obviously I played as a female.
Yeah.
I did this with the first 2 Fire Emblem games. Mm. The romances were not like, what's a good parallel? Like there are some romances where you're like, this writing is appropriate and the player character could be male or female.
Right.
And it's not like the gentleman is taking the like,
yeah.
That crap.
Gender neutral writing.
Turns me off.
Cool.
Because obviously I tune out and I'm like, well, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
Fire Emblem Awakening, the sort of reboot on the 3DS, the first one in 2013, really did gender-neutral romances so well.
Nice.
Fates did a slightly worse job of that, but still okay. The character design was also fairly... when you look like both genders, androgynous.
Yeah,
that's so good. Like that.
When you look like both genders.
There was a hand motion that I was doing in studio that I was like, Millie, what's the word that I want? Androgynous.
What about when you don't look like either gender?
that's this way.
I think you that's don't a look word. Like either gender. There's a word for that as well. In Fire Emblem,
agender.
Fates, the boobies were out a little bit.
Oh,
they were like,
no.
Let's have a form-fitting armor thing. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's not
boobs.
Super realistic.
I love it.
In this one, it's a little bit like that as well, but not super offensive, fortunately.
Okay. Skin tight metal.
I said not too offensive.
Obviously.
The thing is, every other game I've played as a female, gone after all the boys, had a great time.
Yeah.
This one, when you start off, everyone's 16 and 17.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, Japan, bring it back. Come on.
I'm 24. Bring it back. This is wrong.
What happens later on in the game, and this is a potential spoiler, there is a time skip that happens later on in the game.
Right.
So that is resolved. But I still feel a little bit dirty.
Yeah.
Getting like the C and B rank supports, which are always just amicable. They're never romancing.
Yeah, they're always amicable. Yeah.
And then like, A is like really good friends, and then S is like, I think I want to marry you, and I'm like, am I watching The Bachelor? Like,
am I watching The Bachelor?
Yes,
Married at First Sight.
It's actually just The Bachelor.
Maths? I'm an astrophysicist. Oh my god, no. I'm a Virgo.
The worst. So that happens.
Australian TV. Everyone.
That happens later on, but the C and B romance is when they're 16, 17. Still weird me out.
Yeah, it's weird.
Character designs. They're good mostly. Some are so good.
Okay.
Mwah, love it.
That was a very juicy kiss.
Love it a lot. There was a lot of juice in that kiss.
So juicy.
Oof. I could hear every spit.
I will say though, there are some characters where I'm just like, I don't care about you. Get out of my face.
It's bondage grandpa.
No! So as far as gameplay goes though, there is a little bit of a difference between this one and previous ones when it comes to outside of battle gameplay.
Right.
Basically, it's been like you have a castle, you kind of check in with different characters, and it's pretty low key. In this one, it's closer to like a Persona game where you're walking around the school grounds,
mm-hmm.
and you're like chatting to all these different people. You get quests.
Oh, that's cool.
I love a good quest. We all love gifts
to people.
Yes. You get
like all this different stuff, right? And I'm like, immediately I was like, cool, Fire Emblem Persona, which is fine.
Yeah.
It feels a little bit janky because the developer's obviously been working on a 3DS.
Yeah.
This does not feel as polished, but it doesn't feel janky.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't yet. Or not janky, just not super polished.
I don't know what to do with my 3DS.
I don't know what to do with it.
Let it gather
either.
Dust. Or just revisit Fire Emblem Awakening and Fates.
Really
they're still really good games.
Paperweight, right? Really expensive paperweight.
Not that expensive.
Mine was pretty expensive.
Yeah. Think about how expensive for paperweight the Switch is going to be in 5 years' time.
I don't want to think about that.
You might have a job
in
5 years' time. Mine? Touchy subject.
A good joke.
As far as... Just Ronnie crying in the background. As far as the battles go, I've basically gotten away with some pretty sneaky strategy previously. It is a grid-based combat system.
I know.
So you walk across the grid. I love it. What I've done previously is you'll have the stronger units that you tend to just, like, go fight. And they just tank. And then you have the weaker units that are like, I can sit back here. And
the
I'm like,
twinks.
I don't want to deal with you. Previous games.
Put him in the
bin. We all know who that is.
Not the twinks, to clarify. Typically with Fire Emblem Awakening and Fates, I would just bunch together because you can basically have two units travel together so that the unit that is not actually leading is not technically present on the battlefield at all.
Oh, that's good.
So you don't have to worry about them like walking out into like, oh, I'm weak to this one thing that these seven enemies right next to me have. Fire Emblem Three Houses doesn't have that.
Oh.
They basically forced me to be like, no. We're a goddamn strategy game. Where's your strategy? Where is it? And I'm like, leave me alone. I just want to stay
people. I just wanted to have fun. I just came here for a good time.
Just didn't.
And I'm honestly feeling,
I'm feeling
so
attacked
right now.
I will be talking more about Fire Emblem Three Houses. This is more of a preview thing because I haven't sunk enough time into it. And I want to spend a little bit more time with these characters in the battle system.
Mm.
The story is about as forgettable as literally every Fire Emblem game.
Yeah.
It's a fantasy setting. There are kingdoms. No one cares.
The swords.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. It's just like kingdoms and swords and Martha's
I don't
for
care.
Some
Look,
reason.
All I know of Fire Emblem is the fact that I'm like both a Martha and Lucinda main.
Everyone loves Marth, though.
Lucinda. I've been watching too much Lucifer. No.
Oh, no.
Everybody loves Lucy? Everyone loves Lucy? What a
I
classic.
I guess so. But, like, I just know that I can hit things.
I haven't played Smash in ages, man. I only play Smash when
everyone
I'm
loves,
a good Friday
man,
night.
Everyone loves Marth, though.
Lucina
Marth is, like,
Marth the
champion
same.
Twonk.
Everybody loves Rayman.
Yep.
No.
Have you played that?
Everybody loves Rayman. Yeah.
No, wait. Is there something?
Raymond is the TV show.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Ron.
There's a game of like
Everybody Loves Rayman.
No,
just Rayman.
Yeah.
So we had an entire episode dedicated to Rayman before you joined, yeah? No,
yes.
You can go back and visit that.
Yeah. I will.
That brings us to the end of this week's show, though. We love and appreciate you on 4ZZZ. Ryan, you've been playing a little bit of An Aspie Life from a Brisbane developer.
Mm-hmm.
So we might be having a look at that. Kosh might talk about something as well. We'll see how that goes. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.